In just 1 minute, Carl reveals his hip-hop alter ego, Lim Shady. In our listener limerick challenge, if you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Kiri, the inauguration is just over a week away, and if you haven't already booked a room, you might consider the Madison Hotel's inaugural town and country package. For just $47,000, you get 4 nights in the presidential suite, you get a car and a driver, a couple's massage, and what?
You get to do Michelle Obama's eyebrows.
That would be good, but no, not that.
Okay, I think I need a hint.
All right, well, it's like if you're going to be a big shot, you're going to live that way, you don't have time to come up with your own hashtags, do you?
Oh, you got someone to Twitter for you?
Yes, they're calling it your social media butler.
Oh, man.
So you buy the package, you get your car, you get your driver, you get to go to the inauguration, all the stuff, right? This person will tweet, Facebook, Instagram, and text pictures of you at every swanky ball you attend in case you're tired of texting pictures of your balls yourself.
Now, would they just tweet what you told them to tweet, or they would
come up with clever tweets for you?
Yeah. I don't know. Well, presumably, they'd have to ask some creativity. Otherwise, you could be doing it yourself, I guess. I don't know.
Well, no. I mean, I would just like to not have to push the buttons myself. I mean, I wouldn't want anybody to replace my words,
so
but
you,
I
so,
would.
So you'd be like, Crawford, take a tweet.
That's exactly right.
Delicious hot pastrami sandwich for lunch. Hashtag yum. Very good, lady.
The master is at 49 characters. Shall I attempt to compress that for you?
You know, you're joking, but this is exactly my fantasy.
Really? I know a place that can make it come true for you for just $47,000, Paula.
Perhaps I can replace the word great with the letters G, R, and the numeral 8 for the master.
By the way, I would never do that.
No.
Perhaps a colon and a bracket to indicate some sort of amusement.
Kiri, according to a 5-page official letter of reprimand that was found and posted on the Smoking Gun website, an employee of the Social Security Administration was officially punished for his what?
Oh, jeez, I should know this. Did it have to do with office behavior?
It did. Something he was doing in the office that people found objectionable.
Did it have to do with bodily...
It did.
Emissions?
Kiri. It did, Kiri. Quite...
He was emitting.
He was. He was reprimanded officially for his excessive flatulence.
Exactly. Yeah.
Which is the sort of thing that happens in offices, we all know. But this was the government, so it had to be done according to the rules. The letter, which will go on the employee's file, goes on for 5 pages in dry bureaucratic language, describing the extent of the problem and the failed attempts to deal with it, including the employee's somewhat lame offer to turn on a fan. I'll quote the supervisor, "I explained to you that turning on the fan would cause the smell to spread." What's amazing in this, and I encourage you all to look at it, is the detailed, precise log of gas attacks with dates and exact times. There were 4 on September 7th, 1 on the 10th, 3 on September 11th, now a day that will be forever associated with tragedy. But the worst day, the shots fired at Fart Sumter, if you will, came on September 19th. When there were 9 emissions, including ones at 242, 252, and 254. The next document to be leaked, of course, will be the formal complaint from the Social Security employee who was forced by her supervisor to log and time farts.
Those last two times sound a little suspiciously close together.
Really?
I'm wondering whether there was... a second farter.
On the gassy knoll!
On the gassy